with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is blaming professional agitators for the scenes of violence in Southern California, defending his deployment of National Guard troops in Los Angeles. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Responding to the immigration protests in Los Angeles, the president accused insurrectionists of creating the violence.
The people that are causing the problem are professional agitators, they're insurrectionists, they're bad people, they should be in jail.
He also posted online that sending in the National Guard was a great decision. However, California Governor Newsom plans to sue the Trump administration to roll back what he calls an unconstitutional deployment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta has announced the state's sovereignty was trampled by President Trump when he ordered National Guard troops to the immigration protests in Los Angeles. Israeli forces have seized a Gaza-bound aid boat and detained Greta Thunberg and other activists who were on board, enforcing a long-standing blockade of the Palestinian territory.
The activists had set out to protest Israel's ongoing military campaign in the Gaza Strip and its restrictions on the entry of humanitarian aid, both of which have put the territory of some 2 million Palestinians at risk of famine. The Freedom Flotilla Coalition, which had organized the voyage, said that the activists were kidnapped by Israeli forces while trying to deliver desperately needed aid to the territory. Israel's foreign ministry has portrayed the voyage as a public relations stunt, saying in a post on X that the selfie yacht is safely making its way to the shores of Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, the Dow down a point, the Nasdaq rose 61, with the S&P 500 advancing 5. This is SRN News. Most homosexuals seek to promote the LGBT agenda.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 66% of that community have participated in a gay pride event at least once in their life, and a majority of those people have done it more frequently. People who identify as gay or lesbian are more likely than members of the other subgroups to participate in gay pride. Those events are expected to be somewhat muted now that President Trump is in office and the nation seems to be rejecting the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska Republican Governor Jim Pillen has signed into law a measure banning males from competing against females in sports, making the state the latest to address the issue. Pillen signed the bill flanked by dozens of lawmakers, women athletes, and other advocates, including former collegiate swimmer Riley Gaines, who led the fight to protect women's athletics. The legislation was pared down from its initial form. This is SRN News. A new poll finds that more Americans say their standard of living hasn't declined since their teenage years, but they definitely see a downhill trend in the culture. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the details.
The latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 40% of American adults believe their standard of living was better when they were teenagers. 38% think their standard of living is better now. Whatever their view of their standard of living since their teens, most Americans definitely think that the culture has headed downhill. Ken Lorman reporting.
Frederick Forsyth, the British author of The Day of the Jackal and other best-selling thrillers, has died after a brief illness. He was 86. Forsyth served as a Royal Air Force pilot before becoming a foreign correspondent and novelist. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.